Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
A windy Saturday here at News Talk 830 WCCO. Once again, that red flag warning in effect until 6. Once again, that's until 8 o'clock tonight. And that includes much of central and southern Minnesota, including a good portion of the Twin Cities area. And that extends all the way into South Dakota and much of eastern South Dakota under that red flag warning. Once again, very dry and the winds are howling. Right now we're going to go outdoors. Steve Kearney joins us. SteveKearneyOutdoors.com. Steve, where are you today?
Good afternoon, Steve. I am in Sioux Falls, your favorite place, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, at the Sioux Empire Sports Show.
And, nice!
Hanging out with everybody, but I have got a tremendous walleye hangover from the Missouri River. It was great. First time out this week, got out there. I stayed at the Arrowwood Resort out there. They took care of me. I had some groups for 2-3 days. Beautiful, 75 degrees, dead calm. Walleyes were biting very well. It was awesome. I am really in a good mood, Steve-O.
Yeah, let's talk about where you found fish and how all that went.
Well, you know, it was kind of interesting. Last year at this time in March, I was catching a lot of fish in very deep water, 26, 28 feet of water, but it took me about 3 hours on the first day to find them, and they were up in 9 and 10 feet of water, which is very unusual. But we do have an early spring. Water temperatures are definitely accelerated, so I was a little bit surprised, but I somehow stumbled on them. We pulled it off. It was great. Tiny little jigs, little 16-ounce jigs, light line, worked very well. 16, 18-inch walleyes. It was beautiful. A lot of people from Nebraska, Wisconsin, Iowa. It was quite a turnout because the 2 days were so beautiful. So it was excellent. It was just a great first time out. Everything worked on the boat. No problems. So that's what you want.
Yeah, no doubt. And this is a trip you really look forward to every year because it kind of kicks off the year for you.
I hate leaving, actually, Steve. I really do. Right. I want to stay there. I want somebody to adopt me so I can stay there. No, it's great at this time of the year. Those fish are way ahead of Minnesota fish right now. They're in the pre-spawn. It's just going to get better and better. I did get some news today about Lake Traverse. They had that's my next destination coming up here in a week or two. They had a pretty good fish kill on the north end. The news is just kind of coming out right now. A lot of crappies, walleyes, smallmouth bass, and nobody really knows why. It wasn't like winter kill. You know, with the thick ice and heavy snow. And so they're really, the DNR people are really, you know, not sure what's going on. I mean, it's, you know, the temperatures are fine, but, you know, the ice was, there wasn't much for ice. There was no snow cover. So they don't really know what the cause is. So I saw a minor fish kill there last year, but this one seems significantly bigger. So we'll have to wait and see. I think everybody in Western Minnesota is very concerned, and you know, we'll certainly find out. They're going to take those dead fish in and test them and see if it's chemical related or, you know,
sure,
something's going on. So kind of bad news, but you know, I guess we'll have to see. You know, the population in those lakes, Big Stone and Traverse, you know, are really high. You know, they've got a very good population. So maybe it's, you know, just a minor thing. So, you know, we'll have to see, and we'll have results probably in a couple of weeks.
Steve Kearney joining us, stevekearneyoutdoors.com. Steve, got to get your thoughts on Mille Lacs. It seems every year, and it looks like it's going to be catch and release only during the spring and early summer months at Mille Lacs. I mean, this is a super important fishery, but once again, it just seems as though that, you know, the rules and the regs are constantly changing on Mille Lacs as they try and manage what's going on there.
Yeah, I'm not real happy about that, Steve. I think that's going to be very detrimental to the business people up there, the bait shops, the resorts. I think they're really going to take a hit over this, and I know they're really up in arms about that. You can take a fish. They're going to open it up for one fish in August, but, you know, going up there in the opener in June and July, those prime months, I think it's really going to hurt those people. And, you know, you talk to the locals up there that fish that lake, that have cabins, that live there. They think the walleye fishing is good as it's ever been. And then you get the DNR version of it, and it's completely opposite. So I don't know. I think the local people that live there, that fish there all the time, are the people you need to listen to. And so I don't know. It's just one of those things, you know, that's the way it is. That's the law of the land. You've got to go along with it. But I think it's going to be a really tough for those people, and I think people are going to move elsewhere because of that regulation. So, you know, we'll have to see.
All right. Steve Kearney joining us. Steve Kearney Outdoors, as you mentioned, headed up to Traverse. Here we are in the middle of March. Looks like a cooler week. Winds early in the week. But the bummer is I just don't see any significant rain or snow, and we really need it.
I know, Steve. I looked at the 10-day outlook. You know, it looks like it's going to be freezing at night and like 32, 33 for a high. So it's kind of like Mother Nature is deciding we're going to kind of change things a little bit instead of being accelerated like I thought we would be. This is going to set us back a bit. Because it looks extended, you know, for quite some time. So you never know. We may end up kind of normal in 2 weeks where we're supposed to be. I don't know. It looked like we were really ahead of the game. But, you know, the crappies, that's going to set the crappie fishing back quite a bit. Yeah. Instead of moving into the shallows, I think it's going to be a good 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks, unless we get some good warmth to get them in the shallows. So I wouldn't be in a real big hurry crappie fishing right now. Even though the lakes up in North Country, Northwestern, just opened up in the last day or two. So there is open water now, but the water is going to be cold in the 30s, and it looks like it's going to be that way for a while. So I would say a couple of weeks, get a little bit of warmth, and that'll, you know, kick things going. And, yeah, so it's funny how Mother Nature likes to kind of correct things right when you think you got something going here. It's going to be early. Well, probably not.
I'm sure the water skiers and the tubers and all the people that want to be out on the personal watercraft thinking, yeah, we're going to put in April and we're going to go. And it's funny how things change. It is. Today, it feels like March. It feels like the middle of March with temps around 40 and a lot of wind. And by the way, we do have that red flag warning, so people be aware of that. Central, southern Minnesota, all of eastern South Dakota, it is just absolutely no open flame outside today because of the dry conditions and those winds. All right, Steve, safe travels back from Sioux Falls, and we'll do it again next week.
That sounds great, Steve.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.